Mook Honick is with us for a Kōrero today. Mook is from Ngāti Manuhiri. And many people in and around Dome Valley, although it has a beautiful Māori name, slipped my mind at the moment, will be absolutely furious at the decision that has allowed a Chinese waste management company to come in and desecrate the whenua within their orohe for a landfill that could operate for many, many decades ahead, effectively dumping in a great big hole the waste from Tamaki Makaurau. Mook, thanks for joining us on the show again today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Nami ki e tātou katoa.
Independent commissioners, what did you make of the formula that allowed this landfill to go together when quite obviously there was significant, massive opposition from Māori interests to the establishment of a landfill in this pristine environment?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Dale. We were really gutted with all of the opposition and with the, such a strong opposition from ourselves, Ngāti Manuhiri, Ngāti Whanaunga, Ngāti Pātua and others. We're just really dismayed, really. Not surprised. I must mention that the one commissioner that stood the ground, and Mr. Tepania, done the right thing and it wasn't happy with it. It makes you wonder when the actually chairperson of the commissioners is against it and the others are for it, what's actually really going on. But really gutted, and we'll have to join back together again and seek the view of our tribe and others and whaewhai tonu.
In the decision, which I skim read, it's a 145-page document, to be honest. But the basic facts were there. You have only 15 working days in which to lodge an appeal to this decision. At the top of the list was establishing a working party or group that had iwi Māori interests, and there were some environmental guarantees. Are we witnessing big money and its impact on the decision-making process? Because I know waste management is a massive organisation. Many of us are so familiar with seeing the trucks and the like in Aotearoa that we assume it's an Aotearoa company. It's not. It's Chinese-owned, isn't it, Mook? So they seemingly have an endless resource of pūtea to put their tono forward to do the work that they do, ne?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the big things that we're up against, and we're bewildered why the current government, and obviously the Green Party, that's part of their government. You know, they've been pretty missing in action lately. So you know, for a government that stands for environmental sustainability and healthy waters and everything else, we actually can't understand the lack of political interaction and obviously the lack of political conversations with ourselves, the mana whenua. We've had some conversations, but when they have the big pūtea and the big budget that these Chinese companies and the like have, we're up against it, but we're willing to take that fight on.
Okay, so we need to still have a regard action. What's the relationship like with Ngāti Whātua as well? Because Dome Valley is, you know, one of the last bastions that we have. What do you intend doing here now, Mook, that this decision has come through?
We've already taken some course of action. I met with Dame Nader this morning, and we'll be having some further conversations and that about what we will be doing moving forward jointly together and other iwi. So our relationship with our whanaunga and Ngāti Whātua is a good one. It's a relationship that stood the test of time, and it's a relationship that'll always be there. So we all have the same whakapapa, and we're all intertribally linked. So at these sort of times, we can come together and unite.
What about other iwi? I know a very similar situation with the same company is occurring, and I spoke with JCE Anderson today from Ngāti Hako at Te Rohia Marae on the Hauraki and the road between, I think it's Taroa and Pairoa. And it's effectively backfilling a quarry and now expanding the amount of rubbish that can be dumped on the site. So, you know, in many ways you're not alone. Would you like other iwi, perhaps who aren't threatened in this way, to join, to give a sense of solidarity against these processes?
Yeah, I'm sure that once we put our plan into action, we'll be calling on other iwi and our Whanaungana to support us within our action. Moving forward, I think the most important thing now is for ourselves as mana whenua to collectively bring our neighbours together and work out a strategy, and then put the call out, the karanga out for assistance and for help, just from anyone, from community, but largely from our iwi and our whanaunga, and vice versa, if that we can. When you're moving 5.5 million cubic metres of soil to build a landfill, 60-hectare landfill, you know, we've got big, major issues, and especially within that location, that means so much to us. So I put the tono out to all of our iwi net to support us and come together on this.
And we can't rule out occupation protests or the like.
No, that's correct.
Well, let's see what happens here. You know, it must be incredibly frustrating for you and for many who have long protested against the possibility of a landfill there. Auckland dumping its rubbish literally on your back doorstep, and that's not on. Embarrassed at the thought myself. Mokonek with us, Ngāti Manuhiri. We'll talk with Nader as well going forward. Thanks very much for your thoughts today, Mok.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, mate. No.